Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Talking about Craig's residence, I remembered a story of my... My daughter was little. She had she wrote a poem in elementary school, and I kept it because it was so cute. I can't remember the first couple lines, but the last line said, "I have a lot of friends." I think she might have said her name and another rhyme before that. Then her said was, "I have a lot of friends, but I don't know where they live." and I used to give her crap about it all the time as she got older, because there was a cute line, and that makes sense if you're a kid. Because you do have friends when you're in elementary school, but you don't know where they live sometimes. Because
right.
You see them at school. I just see you at work.
Yeah, same thing.
Or random concerts or drinking or something like that.
And kids don't get out and just ride their bike
right.
to their friend's house anymore.
No, I have a lot of friends, don't know where they live. And that's Craig. And Puss.
I, on the other hand,
you and I have been in our houses longer than these guys have.
Yeah, we have.
You could just leave right now and drive right to his front door. No, you couldn't.
I don't know about that.
That's what I meant.
I could go knock on doors in what I think is the general neighborhood. Say, you know where that Craig lives?
Try that tonight.
And no one would.
You don't go to the block parties, Craig?
I don't know that we have.
You don't go hang out with all the neighbors?
I don't.
And then Pusses, I'm not sure if it's two or three from the corner. I'd have to call him and ask him.
Oh, you actually know the corner.
His house number again.
Right. It's not either. Because there's one.
Knock there tonight.
Because there's a corner at the bottom of the hill, but that's like six houses.
Oh, yeah,
and then the other side, there's kind of a curve.
Oh, did you pick him up for golf or something?
He's on a curvy street.
Did you pick him up for golf or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, you were there. Okay.
Yeah, I've been there. Been in the driveway.
I think he actually came over for the quote-unquote housewarming.
Oh,
party.
He did? Okay.
I've been inside the house.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, then. Yeah, that's on me.
And me. We didn't go to the housewarming party.
No. Well, he moves all the time.
He Seven does. Years ago.
He moves all the time.
Once.
How are we supposed to keep up?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I didn't expect you to come. I probably invited you, but I went, nah, they're not going to come.
I might have been busy.
Sure you were.
I know I was.
I know I'm busy. I'm busy.
Seven I'm absolutely ago, certain yeah. I was.
7 years ago, I definitely was busy.
Oh, yeah.
But in this town...
And if it was on the weekend, I was... Yeah.
There's a dividing line, the inner loop freeway, that a lot of people don't like to cross. If you're on one side, you kind of have to stay there. It's kind of a wall.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of like the Berlin Wall.
That's where the middle class houses are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I stay on the wrong side of that one.
Yeah. You do.
Yes.
Yeah, most of us are on the wrong side of that one.
Yeah, we're on the wrong side of that one. This should be fun.
Luke wants to know why he wasn't there. No black people allowed in your neighborhood there, Puss? I got a text here.
I don't know. Thanks
for the invite, Dick. What? What? No black people allowed in your new neighborhood?
Nah, you just gotta have all 10 toes.
All right. I was gonna say. Because he's been to my house. I love you call it your new neighborhood. 7 years.
Seven
right?
years.
You move all the time.
7 years ago.
TSA is banning new Star Wars souvenir Coke bottles from planes.
I saw this.
Yeah,
this is
did
great.
They have
the actual bottles?
Lightsabers?
Well, they come from the amusement park, right?
$5 bottles, one of the most collectible items from the Galaxy's Edge Park at Disneyland.
And they're actually glass.
Well, the point is they look like a grenade.
Oh.
They look like the thermal detonator from Star Wars.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, you can't do that. I
and so people asked, look, what if I just remove the cap? What if I pack it separately? TSA says, no, it looks like a grenade.
Yeah.
It looks like a fantasy Star Wars grenade. Not a real grenade, but
Man, we used to have a real grenade in our office, but it was hollow.
It looks like a cartoon bomb. is what it looks like to me.
Does it say bomb on the side?
Well, the fuse looks a little different. The fuse looks Star Wars-ish.
Well, going through it is. But going through the scanner, they're all freaking out, right? And you got to be careful.
Well,
this
is even.
Yeah, you can't even check them.
You can't even check them.
Check baggage.
Right. If you looked at it in an X-ray, you'd think, well, I better check this
exactly
out.
Exactly, right.
No, lightsabers are still fine.
It's more because of the top than anything else.
Got it.
Yeah, and the actual container is round, so it looks like a cartoon bomb, and then the top of it looks
In Star Wars, it is a bomb.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. New Star Wars trailer's apparently out. Adult boners everywhere.
Thank God.
Don't try to see a movie around Christmas.
I don't plan on it.
What?
Except for that one. I'm going to see the adult the Star Wars.
Yeah, it comes out like five days. It comes out like 5 days before Christmas, so like 99% of the screens will be showing that.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow. That's too bad. A Florida high school offering students a chance to be a clown. Sarasota High believed to be the first in the nation to have a circus arts class in high school. Students who are interested in becoming circus performers can learn from instructors with the Circus Arts Conservancy. One instructor says to ABC Action News, the class teaches kids fitness, teamwork, and other skills essential to life.
Well, if you're
clown life.
If you do it the right way, your circus form, you got to be able to juggle and walk. But still, though, what are you majoring in?
This isn't the
I'm
clown.
I'm going to be a clown.
This is not clown college. This
is clown
high school.
Clown high school. Yeah. Yeah. You get an early start in your clown career.
Sure.
Why not? Why not?
I don't know why you wouldn't get an early start as your clown
career. Why would you need? Yeah, if you could get it done in high school, it's like
it's like Juilliard for clowns.
Right.
Now, do your credits transfer to clown college?
I don't think you
can get credit for these.
I think if you're good enough in high school, if they teach everything in high school, you can go out and get a damn job right away.
So you're just going to go straight to the pros.
Right.
I'm sure there's some.
Hey, do what you love, man.
Advanced placement classes in clown high school that would count as credit in clown college.
Do what you love.
I don't know how many clown cat classes they have. Maybe just the one.
I'm taking AP hanky pulling this semester.
I think it's more than that.
Right. That's not too far away from where Tampa Tony is.
I know.
I don't know if he has any high school eligibility left.
He probably does.
I think he actually graduated.
Yeah. He did.
Did he?
So he can't go back.
He did.
Yeah. He may have even had some college.
He might have, yeah.
You learn how to get in and out of those cars with everybody else?
I think they mean more the athletic part of being a clown.
Well, that's athletic.
Well,
can you imagine
holding your ass up, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what you have to
do
to
bend all
you got to origami your ass in that.
Right.
The simple loading
the car
and unloading of the clown car is athletic in and of itself.
That seems like a college level course. This seems more like balloon animal stuff. Like basic clown stuff.
You gotta be able to juggle.
Yeah, man.
You gotta learn to juggle.
At least three.
Right. I think car stuffing is more advanced.
Yeah. Hey, do what you love. You want to be a freaking clown? Be a clown. We're clowns.
We need more clowns.
We're clowns.
We got no issue with clowns.
No, that's what you want to do, be a clown.
It'd be a nice clown.
It, too, comes out in just
a month or so. But how
many
circuses travel anymore? They got rid of the animals. The circuses are dying.
Well, which means
some still do.
More clown, yeah.
They freelance clowning.
They need clowns more than ever.
Yep.
Since there ain't no elephants.
Yeah. Well, we got a couple of new Barbie dolls. Sally Ride, honoring the first American woman in space, and Rosa Parks Barbie.
Rosa Parks was like a really old black woman. So the Barbie looks like an old black woman?
She wasn't really old at the time.
Well, but she looked old.
Yeah. Well, when you saw her, but when she actually refused to go to the back of the bus, I don't think she was that old, was she?
But not Barbie hot. No, Sally Ride,
Both dolls are part of what they are calling the Inspiring Women's Series.
You know what? I'm fine with that, too, because obviously the Barbie shape is not attainable by anybody physically.
Right. Each Barbie doll will have details about their women and why they're so significant to history. Cost you about $30 online.
Somebody's still stripping them, and G.I. Joe's taking care of both of them. Sally Ride and Rosa Parks. That'd be whoever the girl's brother is doing that with us.
Well, early Vietnam GI Joe was
at the same time.
I don't know why I didn't see this coming.
Yeah.
I mean, specifically.
Yeah. Really, you should have.
All right. Well, this specifically.
Yeah.
About getting him naked.
I don't remember any of it. I guess
I blame you.
I should. Yeah, you should.
Historical significance or not, they'll be naked in somebody's house.
When did Rosa Parks refuse to go to the back of the bus in Montgomery, Alabama?
63, 62, somewhere in there, probably. Look it up.
It would have been 19 and 55.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, man. I was
way off. She would have been 42 at the time.
Man, she looked older than that.
Right.
But so did everybody else at that age.
And G.I. Joe would have been between wars. He was getting ready for Nam. We weren't Nam yet.
No, I don't think G.I. Joe came out to late 50s, actually, 58 maybe.
Were we still
in the Korean conflict? They're out there now.
Oh, yeah, maybe. It was part of the Korean conflict.
Conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little spat.
Yeah. Still a shorter spat than the one we're in.
G.I. Joe would have been, Rosa Parks would have been quite a bit older than G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
You're saying she taught him a few things?
She may have.
Let's go with Sally Ryder.
Bold, innovative woman.
Yeah, we're talking about the Barbies, by the way, not the actual people, before people get pissed off.
You know. I blame Craig.
Because they're both national.
I blame Craig.
They're both national heroes, obviously.
He should know better.
You know, unless you're a racist.
They are national heroes.
They are. Yeah.
They are.
It's my fault I brought up national heroes, women, for us to celebrate and be inspired
by. We're talking about the Barbies.
The Barbies.
And in households, just Barbies just get naked. If there's a brother in the household.
No matter if they're national heroes or
doesn't
not.
Doesn't matter.
It's a doll. It's going to get naked.
Naked. If there's a brother in the house.
If there's a G.I. Joe or a Johnny West around, that other doll's getting naked.
Yeah, my Action Jacksons used to get some action too, man.
They didn't call him action for nothing.
They didn't call him action for nothing. And he was actually smaller, too.
My name ain't just Jackson.
He had to crawl up on the Barbie.
What was the name of the action figure that had? It came with a bicep band, and he would pop his bicep band?
Big
Jim?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
It might have simply been Big Jim.
Yeah.
But Big Jim was...
He was much bigger, though.
Was not as... To scale, as I think Big Jim was not a foot tall like most of the dolls are.
Right.
Big Jim was a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
He looked like, Stubby Jim guy. Stubby Jim rat, Big Jim.
Yeah, couple inches shorter than the G.I. Joes at that time.
Yeah. Big Jim. Oh, but he still
How about Action Jackson? My age, there was a bunch of Action Jacksons around, too. That was a great doll. And he got a lot of action with my sister's Barbies. Hey, my sister's listening. I didn't even know what I was doing. I had him in good positions.
And Action Jackson was a couple inches shorter than Big Jim.
Action was little, but he crawled up on that Barbie a bunch of times, man. He got it done.
See, I grew up in the age where G.I. Joe was only like...
I know, you did.
The 4-inch tall one.
Our G.I. Joes were huge. Yeah. And our Johnny West, Todd's right, I had a bunch of Johnny West, and they were cowboys getting action.
Yeah, I think they were a foot tall.
Right.
Yeah, G.I. Joe and Barbie weren't banging in when I was a kid.
You just leave them laying around and walk away. You just lay them around and walk away.
Hmm. Now, the movie Action Jackson was Carl Weathers.
Yeah,
right?
It was. Yeah, it was.
With the and he was action ripped. Figure Action Jackson
was small,
just a white guy.
Yeah.
But full of action. Including getting any female doll in the house naked.
With a little help from the owner. How you
or
doing,
her brother?
How you doing?
Astronaut, Civil War pioneer, or somebody who had a beach house. He didn't care.
Nope.
Action Jackson, G.I. Joe, and Johnny West did not discriminate.
Right.
And if anyone was politically different from Rosa Parks, it would have been Johnny West, but I guarantee you.
He didn't care.
Rosa Parks would have been around.
Johnny, Rosa Parks Barbie. Rosa Parks Barbie again.
Yeah.
All right.
Johnny West would have been all over that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
A Mexican woman.
Down there, they just call her a woman.
Right.
Fell off her balcony doing yoga.
Oh, I saw this. It was called extreme yoga,
I saw the before picture.
Well, I guess it's extreme if you're doing it on your sixth-floor apartment balcony's guardrail.
That's what I heard. It's called extreme yoga. Did you do that, Todd?
It was a very difficult pose, and no, I can't do that pose on, ground.
Because you have a little, alcove there in your bedroom to your back of your house. I know where Todd lives, by the way.
Yeah.
And
he's lived there for a long
time.
Yeah,
he does. We all do. Yeah, because you guys move all the time. Were you on the balcony there? Could you do that on a railing? You'd only fall, once,
Oh, you'd only fall a couple stories.
Sure, Todd was doing extreme yoga.
I'd only fall 10, 15 feet.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
A lot. This woman dead?
No.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
No, she only fell 80 feet. She landed on the pavement outside her building. 6 stories, 80 feet.
Okay.
And lived.
Yeah.
She bounced off a awning?
I don't know if bouncing is quite what she did. After 11 hours of surgery that included reconstructing her legs.
Oh, God, what's that feel like, Todd? You had that done.
I just had the one.
Yeah, I know.
And the lower leg reconstructed. Yeah. You know what it felt like. You asked about how I felt every day.
Every day. You
kept up to date.
I'm still asking. See, I'm asking now.
I know.
And you're just, you're not taking it the right way. How do you feel? Does that still bother you? Your son said that to you, not me. Does that still bother you?
That's hilarious.
You're happy to repeat it months later.
Your son's
years.
Is that still happening?
The woman is in critical condition.
That's inappropriate.
They say it could take her 3 years to walk again.
Oh,
she's recovering from severe fractures to her arms, hips, and head.
Why did she just do it on the balcony, not the railing?
Because neighbors then said it they doesn't often look as good on Instagram.
Right.
Neighbors said they often saw her doing these poses over the edge of her terrace, including the upside down one that she attempted that day.
I mean, she has to be able to balance herself too, a guardrail. Man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I realize that. But do it on the ground. Like you said, if you just don't balance yourself on the ground, you fall just a foot.
Well, apparently she was a little overconfident.
Yeah, obviously.
Apparently she had done this before.
All of these stories you hear about people falling off of the Grand Canyon, or it's they're trying to get the photo or the video for Instagram.
Right. Yep. And then they die.
The dumbass that jumped off like the 12th story of the cruise ship.
Right.
And damn near killed himself.
Right.
And they had to whip back around and go pick him up.
Right.
It's for Instagram, buddies, man.
I'm curious, and I don't know how you look into it, how many deaths are inadvertently caused by social media, where social media was a factor, because they're trying to get the good picture.
Yeah, that was their motivation.
Yeah. Yep. Did you see this story too? I don't know if it was this guy doing the champagne cork or somebody else. This is an MTV star, some black dude.
In quotation marks.
Yeah,
star.
I know. But if you watch that MTV all the time, he's a reality guy on that show. One of those.
He was on a
champagne
couple years
cork.
Ago.
Hit him in the eye.
Split his eye.
Yeah. Two operations later, he's completely blind in one eye.
He said it split his eye.
Yeah. Now we've all shot champagne corks across the room, and they fly. Did somebody shoot it towards him, or did he shoot it to himself?
I didn't. When I
See,
read
that's
the story,
what
I didn't get it.
They're very damn. I mean, that must hit him just directly in the socket there, man. And he's blind, completely blind now.
In the one eye.
That's why the athletes wear the ski goggles anymore when they're celebrating.
True.
No, that's not why. Champagne burns your eyes.
Yeah.
Champagne burns your
eyes. It's the spray, but it's also.
Well, that helps too.
The cork.
Yeah.
Little eye protection.
It's the cork.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.